Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome, he's mighty, he's holy. Father, as we come before you today, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for another Wednesday midweek Bible study. We call upon your name. You are the leader. You are the head. We surrender all to you, Lord God. You are the mighty God, the holy God. We don't know the way, but we know you are the way. We know that you are the holy God. We know that you are righteous. We know that you are faithful. We know that you are our friend, the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So, Father, we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Almighty God. Hallelujah to the righteous one, the holy one, the faithful one. We thank you that you are Adonai, the Lord of our lives, leading us in a plain path. We thank you, Lord God, that you sit, oh Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you sit on the Father's right hand, interceding for us. We appreciate it, Lord God. You said you know the plans, the thoughts you have of us. They are great plans to give us a great future and a great hope. Oh God, we look forward to with great expectations, oh God. We know that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, that you are leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Oh, Father, we thank you that you will consider us, and we consider your ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you today for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We bless you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy are you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. What an amazing friend you are. You're the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We need, oh God, like never before. Hallelujah. We thank and bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you today in the mighty name of Jesus. You are Lord. You are God. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. We come to repent before you for any way we've sinned against you, oh God. It's you only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. Forgive us, oh God, for everything that we do that's against your will. Oh, willfully or by mistake. Oh, we thank you today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. You are doing great things for us, and we appreciate you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you've done already. We give you glory. We give you praise. Put your phone on mute, Antigone. Oh, we call upon your mighty name. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. We are coming before you with grateful hearts. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty, for your love, your mercy, for your grace, for your favor. Oh, we thank you that you give us favor. Favor in the morning, favor in the afternoon, favor, favor. You favor us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are holy God, a righteous God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are covenant God. Jehovah Yahweh, Oh, we thank you for the covenant that you made with us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are a God of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that you stand for truth. You are truth. Forgive us when we lie. Forgive us when we say we love you, and we say we don't love others. Forgive us, oh God. Create that clean heart in us that we need, oh God. Cleanse our heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you even show us how to think. You said, think on these things, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, whatsoever things are honest, think on these things. So, Father, we are thinking on a good report. Hallelujah. 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 Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. You know it's March the 1st already, 2023. What an amazing God we serve. He is the one who orders our steps. We don't know the way to go. No, we get lost. We get sidetracked. We get, you know, all off course. But when he orders our steps, we got to go the way he, and he knows the way. We don't know the way. We need the good shepherd to lead us. So we got to make sure we have no distractions so he can lead us in a plain path. He's leading you. Yeah, me too. Today is Wednesday, March the 1st, 2023, and we are here to study the Bible, the Word of God, and God is ordering our steps in his Word, not just Wednesday, every day. Every day we got to read. Every day we got to study. We don't know which way to go. He's leading us in the Word. Yeah, if you open the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth, he know which way he wants us to go now. We just don't know the way. We got to, you know, the Word of God says if the blind lead the blind, we're going to all fall in the ditch. But when God, when he leads us, he leads us the way we should go. So I thank God for each of you today. Our scripture today is found in the book of Psalms. You know the book of Psalms. You know all about it. You know the Word. We are Word people on this line. We are Word people, and the Word today is found in the book of poetry, Psalm chapter 6, verse 2. And it says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Said a mouthful right there. So we thank God, yep, for his Word. He's an awesome God, a mighty God. A holy God, a righteous Father, he's faithful. Yeah, even when we're not faithful to him, he's always going to be faithful. He said he's with us always, always. His promises are yea and amen. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You know the Word. You know what he said. The only thing about it is we got to obey the Word. You know, we read the Word, study the Word, memorize the Word. Well, we forget sometimes to obey the Word. I'm guilty? Yes, I am. I repent right now. for not being obedient. When God tell me something, I have to do what he said. I don't care if I believe it. I don't care if I don't want to do it. I don't care. I got to do it anyway.
Amen.
And sometimes I don't feel like it. Sometimes I don't even understand what he's telling me. He didn't say if you understand the word do it. He said obey me and my commandments. So that's what we got to do. I thank God for you all today. We have a mighty woman of God on with us, Sister Lanny McBride. She's from Jackson, Mississippi, and she knows the word. Oh, yeah, her parents started the word when she was little. They even taught us songs of praise, and she's still singing. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G. How are you and all the other participants? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a portent, glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation.
My mother sing that song, Blessed Assurance. Oh, my God. We definitely have an assurance that Jesus belongs to us, and we belong to him. He's a father. I thank God for him every day. God is doing amazing things every day. Just look outside. Oh, yeah, look outside. He's doing amazing things. You know, the other day I was so privileged, and I was just blessed. I saw the squirrels playing. They were just playing with each other. I said, you know, they are free. And we are free, too. We're free to praise him, free to honor him, free to give him glory. Oh, yeah, we are so free. So I thank God that we are free to bless our Father, to honor our Lord, to give him glory, praise, and thanksgiving every day. Not just some day we can't chill, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. No, every day. We got to praise our God. Well, I thank God for coming on today. We're going to go to Jacksonville right now. We have a mighty great woman of God on, and she's going to sing a wonderful song. And you know what? She liked to tell me all these things, but we're just going to ask her just to sing today. And her name is Sister Gail Lindsay. She is, oh, my God, has a beautiful voice. Good afternoon, Sister Gail. How are you? Maybe her phone is on mute, but she's there. Sister Gail.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I had the phone on mute because there's a lot of stuff going on where I'm at. And I remember you told me you didn't want
to
hear that.
Sister Gail, we just need you to sing, baby, so we can move on. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to attempt to sing Somebody Praying for Me. Somebody pray for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Jesus, he prayed for me. He had me on his mind. He took a little time and prayed for me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. My pastor prayed for me. He had me on his mind. He took a little time and prayed for me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. Mother, she prayed for me. She had me on her mind. She took a little time and prayed for me. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Amen.
Praise them.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Gail. Beautiful song. I appreciate it so much. Now we're going to move to Florida. Right now we have Sister Mary Coleman. She's in Florida, so we thank God for her. How are you doing, Sister Mary Coleman?
Blessed.
Amen. Well, go right ahead and sing your song.
All right. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Children, be very sure. Your ankle holds and grips that solid rock in times like these. You need the Bible. Oh, in times like these. Oh, don't you be idle. Be very sure. Children, be very sure. Your ankle holds and grips that solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He's one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. You be very sure. Your ankle holds and grips that solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, oh yes, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, yes, I'm very sure that my ankle holds and grips the solid rock. You see, that rock is Jesus. Oh, yes, he's the one. That rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Children, be very sure. Be very, very sure that your ankle holds and it grips that solid rock.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Mary. Yep, the solid rock is Jesus. You know, I thank God for Jesus, our elder brother. He sits on the Father's right hand. Yep, and he's interceding for you and you and you and me and all of us in our family. He's interceding for the people in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. Thank God. Thank God. Well,
amen.
God for each of you all coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. As I said earlier, it's March 1st, 2023. I thank God for you and your families. And I want to tell y'all something. One of my best friends is on here today. I thank God for him. He lives in Ohio, and I appreciate him so much. Sister Mary Coleman has lived in Ohio as well. So we thank God for my best. He's one of my best friends. So I don't know if he wants to say hello to us or what, but I thank God for you being on. You can say something or you can just be silent, whichever one you are comfortable with.
I will say hello to all out in this land, and it's just good to be on, and y'all have a blessed day, and God bless you and love y'all.
We love you
too. Yep, we love you too. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome, sister.
All right. Wife live in Ohio. He and I went to high school together. He older than me, though. He an old man. I'm like a teenager. He knows I'm joking. He don't take me seriously. We've been friends since we were in junior high school, so I thank God for him. Thank God for his wife and his family. I know his whole family, so I thank God. All right. It's scripture search, y'all. Get your Bibles out. You know how we do it. We get the Bibles out, and the first one that finds the scripture, state your name, and then you read it. First one that finds the scripture, state your name, and then you read it. So you know how we do. Our first scripture is going to be found in, oh, I forgot. I'm not telling you today. I'm giving you the scripture, and you got to give me where it's found. That's how we're going to do it. I'll give you the scripture. You tell me where it's found, book, chapter, book and chapter, okay? So this one says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. So when you find the scripture, state your name, tell me where it's found, and read it. You know, Jeremiah is one of the major prophets, one of the major prophets. So I thank God for this.
Jeremiah, oh,
like,
oh, I'm sorry. Mary Coleman?
Okay.
Mary Coleman, Jeremiah 17, 14?
Yes, ma'am. I gave y'all a clue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Heal me, Lord, and I heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Is this what? Is that right?
You are correct. Good job. All right, moving right along. Our next one is found in, can't tell you where it's found. Just, I'm so used to doing it in reverse sometimes. Good job. But today I'm just going to read the scripture. And you tell me the book and chapter. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Hallelujah. Where is that found? Find it, state your name, and read. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over you, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Isn't that a great promise? That's a great promise.
Mary Coleman, James 5:14.
And 5:14 and?
16.
And 15. Oops. And, oh, I'm sorry. I probably didn't read the whole thing. But go ahead. 14 to 15. Read it for us. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Is any sick amongst you, this is in King James, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him.
Amen. Excellent. All right. Sister Mary on the roll, y'all, rest of y'all sleeping. Come on, get those Bibles open. Y'all know the word. Come on. All right. Here's the next scripture. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Where is that from? Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Where is that from?
This is
have
Irma.
Mercy upon,
I can't read you. I can't read you, but I can tell you it's from Psalm 6:1.
You close Psalm 6:2. Thank you, Sister Irma.
Oh, okay.
That was
thank
close
you.
Enough. God. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Irma. Sister Irma, where do you live?
Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Amen. All right, next scripture. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, who crowneth us with living with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Where is that found?
Sister Lane.
Sound like. Okay, go ahead, Sister Lane.
Psalms 103:2-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender, with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lainey. Amen. All right, we got one more of that one. Make sure your Bibles are ready because I'm going to be calling on you again in a few minutes for those Bibles. All right, need some people who can read. This next one is, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of you. Where is that found? Exodus 23. Oops, sorry. I can give y'all the answer. I don't mean to give y'all the answer. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
Okay, Mary Coleman.
Okay.
Mary Coleman.
I hear you. I'm waiting on you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Exodus 23:25.
Okay.
Worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from amongst you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary Coleman. Excellent job. Excellent. You guys are so brilliant. My God, we got to rub shoulders with y'all. I don't know if I'm going to be traveling to, where'd y'all say, Oklahoma, Jackson, So we just got to touch and agree on the phone, on the radio today. Thank God for you all. You all are a blessing in my life. I appreciate you so much. You know God loves you so much. I know you think you're all alone, but you're not. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. So today, I'm going to need some scripture readers. The title of our message today is called Belly Fillers or Nutritious Fillers. When the belly rules, health deteriorates. Belly fillers or nutritious fillers. When the belly rules, health deteriorates. All right, that's the title. So I need some scripture readers. The first scripture is in Job 23:12. Who wants to read that one? State your name, please. Job 23:12. Somebody.
I'll read it. Job 23:12.
I know your name, but everybody else may not know it.
Sister Lainey.
Sister Lainey, thank you. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Job 23:12.
Correct. All right. Our next scripture is Psalms 119:103. Psalms 119:103. Who wants to read that one?
Psalms 119, you say?
State your name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mary Coleman.
All right. Psalms 119:103. You have it?
I did, but then I flipped away from it.
Okay, you don't have to read it right now.
I have a new Bible.
It's okay, but you don't have to read it right now. But just be
okay,
ready when I get
it. Okay, I got it. Okay, all right,
okay,
119.
All right, so, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Who wants to read that one? Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Who wants to read that one? We got some silent listeners. We're glad you're on. All right. Sister Julia is on with us, the one that whose great-grandsons come on and pray on Tuesdays. We thank God for her. Thank God for those children. Oh, my God. All right. Got that scripture. Matthew 4:4.
Who
wants to read?
If nobody else will take Matthew 4:4, I'll read it.
And your name is?
Lanny.
I know. Okay.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I know what to do. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah, we all do. All right, 3 John 2. Who wants to read that one? We need some more readers. We got Sister Mary Coleman, Sister Lanny. Come on, somebody else volunteer. We got my daughter on here from Jacksonville, Florida.
Who was this scripture? Who was it again?
3 John 2. 3 John 2. Antigone, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I state your name. Antigone, 3 John verse 2.
I'm trying to, hold on, 3 John. Hold on. Let me try to.
3 John verse 2. It only has one.
It's my name is Antigone.
Okay, don't read it yet. Don't read it yet. Don't read it yet. I'm going to call them. So just pay attention, okay?
Okay.
Put your phone back on mute. All right, James 2:26. James 2:26. Who wants to read that one? State your name. James 2:26. Anybody? Somebody?
Mary Coleman.
All right. Mary Coleman. Okay, thank you. All right. So, right there. The title of our message is, you can put your phones on mute till I call on you, or you can just, you know, make sure it's silent in your house because the radio picks up all the sound. I appreciate you all coming on. Thank you so much. Belly fillers are nutritious fillers. When the belly rules, health can deteriorate. Our souls prosper when we read, study, and obey the word of God. Job said in Job 23:12, Sister Lanny, you have that one.
Yes, ma'am. Look like my phone is doing something unusual here, but just give me 1 minute. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's why I take y'all to get those Bibles you can hold in your hand.
Job 23:12.
Yes.
Amen. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's Job 23:12.
Thank you so much. Amen. Yep, you know how it is. Job, he went through a turmoil. Oh, my God. Job went through a situation. And there was a conversation about him. It says, have you considered my servant, Job? Have you considered him? Have you considered my service, Mary Coleman? Have you considered my service, was Ima? Have you considered my servant, Lanny? Have you considered my servant, Gail? Have you considered my servant, Sonny? Have you considered my servant, Micheline? Yeah, there's a conversation. So Job, you know, that conversation about him, it was a very interesting conversation. So it's one about you as well. But we thank God for each of you. But Job, he said, listen, I haven't turned back. I still obey the commandments. I still do what God said. I mean, I want to, you know, he said, listen, He hasn't gone stop following the commandments. He said he valued and highly esteemed the words of the mouth of God's mouth. He ain't talking about his mouth. He not talking about our mouth, but the words of God. He esteemed them. He honors them. He obeys them more than is necessary food. So in other words, he's eating the word every day, reading, studying the word, eating the word every day. He don't skip a day. He's like, okay, I know my body needs food, but I'd rather have the words of his mouth. I'd rather hear what God has to say than my necessary food. Now, you know, if you don't eat after a period of time, you're going to get thin and skin and bone. You're going to get very thin. So that's how much Job loved the word of God. He loved it more necessary food. You know, you got to eat. We got to eat, right, to live. So he fasted a lot. You can tell he fasted a lot because he said he going to eat the word more than his necessary food so he could stay spiritually strong. So we got to do that too. But in order to stay spiritually strong, you know, we got to eat too. And we can't just eat McDonald's, Burger King all the time. We can't just feed our babies, our children, our grands, our great-grands, you know, junk food. We got to feed them healthy food. If not, their bones, uh-uh. We're going to start losing weight, start feeling bad, got to go to the doctor. You know how that goes. Belly fillers. What y'all eating? Belly fillers? You just filling your belly when you get hungry? Or do you know about nutritious meals? So I thank God. You know, we got people on here who know how to go in the kitchen and stick their food in it, stick their foot in the food. That means it tastes good. When they whip it together, it tastes good. Coleman, you have Psalms 119, 103. Go ahead.
Psalms 119, 103. Okay. It states, here we go, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Amen. Thank you. You know how that is. I mean, honey is sweet, right? You go
yes.
put some honey in a spoon and eat it off the spoon. It's very sweet. You go like, wow, this is so sweet. The word is sweeter than honey. It's sweet to us because there's healing in the word. There's power in the word. There's instructions in the word. So sometimes we got to fast from food, but we also have to eat healthy food. We got to fast from foods that's not nutritious, fast from belly fillers, fast from, you know, those foods that after a while you say, oh, my back hurts. Why my back hurts? What did you eat? Check your diet. Oh, my knees about to, oh, my knees are hurting so bad. Check your diet. What you eating? You got to check your diet. Belly fillers or nutritious meal? Now, if we eat nutritiously, our legs, back, bones ain't going to hurt. No, we're going to be walking in divine health. Yeah, good health. All right, the next scripture is Matthew 4 and 4.
Matthew 4 and 4 reads, this is Sister Laney, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Jesus had fasted 40 days, 40 nights, and guess what? You know he came? That old devil came right behind him. He said, okay, I know you hungry, Jesus. Why don't you take this bread, turn it into bread so you can eat. You know God always has something. Jesus said, it is written. So we got to say it. When the devil come and say, oh, don't you want that chocolate donut right there? It ain't going to hurt you, eat it. You said, no, it's written. He said, yeah, don't you want, you could eat that half a sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat it, ain't going to bother you. No, it won't right then.
Mm-hmm.
But the sugar, all that stuff, you got to say, wait a minute here. You will not tempt me. It is written, Satan. Mm-mm. I ain't going to just live by my taste buds. I'm not just going to live by belly fillers. I got to eat something nutritious. And let me tell you, sugar is not the same as it was when I was a little girl. I was born in 1947. And we grew up on sugar. My mother put sugar in the collard greens. You know, sugar in the tomato stew. You know how mothers put sugar in just about everything. But it's not the same now. They putting additives in our sugar. stuff that's causing us. Every time you think about, you say, oh, my God, let me see, I need some cookies. Oh, wait a minute, I need an apple pie. Every time you turn around, you need something sweet. You know why? Because they're putting addictive stuff in there that make you want it, and you want it, and you want it more. God wants us to be in good health. All right, Antigone. Antigone is the youngest one on here. She's 23 years young. She's older than me, but she's very young. That's my daughter, y'all. Hey, Antigone, go ahead and read. Her John 2. She know I'm teasing her.
It says, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well.
Hey, man, thank you, Antigone. You
You're
know
welcome.
What? She's a good reader, y'all. So it says, beloved, listen, I want you to be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So you know what? We cannot do the work of God. We can't serve him. We can't be his servant if we're not in health, good health. I'm talking about good physical health, not just spiritual health. I'm talking about physical health. You know, if you hopping around, waddling around, you can't do the work. You say, oh, Jesus, I'm in pain today. You don't even feel like studying the word because you're not in good health. But, you know, we got to eat not just belly fillers but nutritional fillers. That's what's going to keep us in good health. All right. We got James 2:26, Sister Mary Coleman.
Okay. Mary Coleman. James 2:26. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
Amen. Thank you so much. So we have work to get done. You know, we're servants of the Most High God, and a servant serves, whether it's teaching Sunday school, whether it's, you know, being a deacon, an elder, apostle, a prophet. We got work to do. We got to roll up our sleeves and work. We got work
Amen.
To do, not just in the church. Sometimes we got to go on the highways and the byways and say, listen, do you know Jesus? You know, they got a lot of people standing on the corner. Do you know Jesus? Here. You know, Jesus came so you could be free. You don't have to live on the street no more. Jesus came to give you abundant life. So we got to talk to people. It says faith without work. In other words, you got to roll up your sleeves and go to work. What's the work we do? Telling people about Jesus and the love
Amen.
He has for them. It may be when you're pumping gas at the gas station. You see somebody, you say, listen, I don't know if you are saved or not, but I just want to tell you, Jesus loves you so much. Whatever it is, we got to draw people to hear God so they can hear the word. And a lot of people are saved. They may not be delivered. You know, they're drug addicts, prostitutes, they're murderers, people in jail. They saved, but they're not delivered. So the word of God is going to deliver them. Ask the Lord. When you see somebody, say, Lord, I see somebody, I don't know if they say, you want me to pray for him? You want me to talk to him? What you want me to do? Maybe he just wants you to, when you get in your car, pray for him. Or when you're in your house, say, look, Lord, you remember that person I saw today on the street? I'm lifting them up before you. We got work to do. It's not all about being in the pulpit. It's not all about, you know, wearing the robe and the collar. No, we got work to do. It says older men. Train the younger men. Tell them what I said. Tell them, teach them the way to go. Younger, older women, teach the younger women. My word. How are they going to know it if we don't tell them? You said, well, she rolled her eyes at me when I told her. But that's okay. You don't roll your eyes back at those young women. You just tell them the word anyway. She sucked her teeth at me. That's okay. You tell them anyway. He didn't say, if they don't want to hear it, don't tell them. He just gave you the word. So we got to tell them. I don't care. We got to tell them anyway. And then we got to live in front of them. And a good example, right? The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory. So we can't point the finger at younger people and we say, yeah, look at her. Look at him. What did you do? What do you do? We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we can eat belly fillers if we want. But eventually, it's going to cause our health to deteriorate. We can't eat
Amen.
The same. You know, there was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they ate pulse. I'm telling you, they ate pulse. We're going to talk about pulse in a few minutes. Belly fillers is dead food. You know how you cook the collard greens for 4 hours and what we cooked them in? Ham hocks, neck bones. You cook them down. Now, you know, they used to make us drink the broth. They said the vitamins are in the broth. So sometimes we boil them down so much, we done lost the vitamins and the minerals in them. It's called dead food, the way we cook it. So, you know, we could cook it just a few minutes, saute it. We could still eat a crunchy food, eat live food, eat a salad every day. You know how we used to eat lettuce and tomato salad, put some cucumbers in there or whatever you want, or put a little onions in there, a little garlic in there. You know, we can eat healthy food. We don't have to say, look here, I don't feel like cooking. But you know what? You got to prepare. You can't just wait till you get hungry because you're going to eat the first thing. You're going to grab half a sweet potato pie. You're going to grab a pound cake or, you know, what's those things I used to love? Honey buns. We're going to grab the first thing available, right? But if we stop bringing it in our house, we can't get it. And we ain't going to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning when we're hungry and go get a honey bun. I don't think. Maybe we might. I don't know, you know. But if we have lettuce and tomatoes in there, cucumbers, carrots, you could grate them. You could cook, make a coleslaw. Yeah, eat something live every day. We can't just eat dead food all the time. You know, I know we like fried chicken. We say, well, I put it in the fryer, chicken fryer, whatever kind of fryer that is. You know what I'm saying. You know, processed food. We eat too much processed food. Flavored crackers, meal replacement bars, fruit snacks, flavored beverages, McDonald's, Burger King, have it our way. A steady diet of unhealthy food results in the blood pressure going up. You go to the doctor, you say, doctor, I don't know why my blood pressure going up. I'm taking the medication. You know why? Because you're eating belly fillers. You got inflammation, aches in the body, the hip joints, the knee joints. You got to have this done and that done. And then you get pain. And then you say, oh, my God, I can't remember. I walked in the room, I can't remember. It's not from old age. It's from brain fog. Brain fog. Children get brain fog, too. If we keep feeding them unhealthy food, they're going to say, I don't remember, Mama. I don't remember, Grandma. I don't remember. So hormonal imbalances, diseases come. We got to eat live food like Daniel. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, in Daniel chapter 1, verse 4, it says, the children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, skillful in wisdom, and continuing in knowledge, understanding, science, and such had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, in whom they might teach learning the tongue of the Chaldeans. So they ate pulse. Verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed, what did he do? He purposed in his heart that he would not defile his temple. He said, I don't care what they're eating over here. I don't care what they're eating at the church supper. I don't care who's selling church dinners. I don't care if they're selling dinners, you know, at Burger King. I'm sorry. You know what it says. He said he the purpose in his heart that he would not defile his temple. He said he wasn't going to eat what the king ate. You know, not just Burger King, but the king of that day. So he said he wasn't going to eat the king's meat. He wasn't going to drink the wine. What did he drink? He drank water. And then when you look to 1 verse 12, it says, prove thy servants, I beseech thee. 10 days. So give us pulse to eat for 10 days and we'll drink water. So that's what they did. And in 10 days, their countenance looked so good, so much better, that the king changed to Daniel's diet. See, that king was smart. You see people your age and they jump a rope, they run in a mile, and you hobbling, well, does that tell you something? Maybe they're eating a different diet. They may not be eating belly fillers. They may be eating nutritious fillers. So Daniel, they ate seeds, they ate beans, they ate corn, they ate greens, kale, cabbage. And you know what? It don't always have to be cooked. You can grate cabbage, purple cabbage, green cabbage. You can grate carrots. You can grate celery in there. You can put, garlic in there. And you can make you a great big salad. And you'll have, you know, the salad dressing they you buy now. Oh, I love it. But it's full of sugar and full of salt. And, you know, you wake up the next day, you say, you can't hardly breathe. You can't hardly walk because they put sugar and salt in it. I'm telling you. It's not what it used to be. So we got to pray and say, Lord, change my diet. I don't know what to eat. I remember one time the Lord told me, I had taken something out of the refrigerator. He said, don't eat that. I ignored it. I ignored what God said. I ate it. Boy, I woke up with the worst stomachache in the world. I said, Lord, I repent. So there's something I want to read to you. It's called How Vitamin E Guards Your Heart. There are vitamins and minerals that's missing in our food today because if you know, I remember one time going to the grocery store and the bananas were green. I said, why y'all pick the bananas while they're green? He said, because by the time we, you know, ship them to you all, by the time they get in the grocery store, they're going to be rotten. But you know the thing about that is we're still not getting the vitamins in those bananas that we need. You've seen green tomatoes. Now, we used to eat green tomatoes, but we're still not getting the vitamins and the minerals that we need because they're picking the food too soon. So vitamin E is an anti-clogging agent that prevents blood clots. So in arteries and veins, vitamin E helps dissolve existing clots. Vitamin E increases blood available by the red blood cells. Vitamin E reduces the need of the heart for oxygen by making the heart become a more efficient pump. Oh, my God, I got to get me some more vitamin E. I'm out of my vitamin E. And I reading this again, I need some more vitamin E. I got to replenish my vitamins. So I'm writing down right now, I got to get me some more vitamins at the health food store. Because you know what? You could get those vitamins at Walmart, but those are synthetic. I'm telling you, I've been studying nutrition for the last probably 30 years. Vitamin E prevents undesirable excessive scarring of the heart after an infarct, while it promises a strong patch of scar during the healing process. Vitamin E is a, oh, Lord, forgive me, y'all, I can't pronounce the word. Vasodilator, vasodilator, I don't know how to pronounce it, capillary, and develops, don't know the next word, blood vessels to facilitate, in other words, good circulation. I'm going to put it to you like that. So we need good circulation. Okay, the other thing is we need water. You know, many people say, well, I can't stand the water. Buy some, find up some water you enjoy, drink it. You know, we used to drink it out the faucet. Now, some people have a water purifier hooked up to their sink so that the water is purified. It don't smell like bleach. It don't have, you know, chlorine in it, all of that stuff that's, you know, bad for us. So water helps our body keep normal temperature, keep our joints lubricated, protects us from, it protects our spinal cord and our sensitive tissue. It get rid of the waste through urination, perspiration, and bowel movement. So you got to have water. Some people just drink cold drinks all the time. You're not getting the water that you need. We need air, fresh air. You know, when I was a child growing up, we opened all the windows and let it just blow throughout the house, and we go outside and sit on the porch. Now, we stay in the air conditioner all the time. We need fresh air. I know that their cars are putting a lot of stuff on the air, but find some fresh air, and then we need sunshine. We need vitamin D. God made everything that we need. We just got to look for it and go get it. It's in the live stuff. So I thank God. Sunshine exposed, needed biologically for creation of vitamin D in the skin, a vital component needed to make strong bones and muscles in our body. So we got to, you know, sometimes you think you're sick. You're not sick. You're vitamin deficient. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people getting a lot of surgery on their eyes, but we need vitamin A for the eyes, vitamin E for the eyes, vitamin A, B, C, B6 for the eyes, dark spots in front of the eyes. We need vitamin B6, C, vitamin C, and zinc for, like, liver problems. So we, you know, we are vitamin deficient because our foods are depleted. Sometimes you may have dry skin. You need vitamin A, vitamin C. You may have eczema, eczema, vitamin C, excuse me, vitamin B, vitamin B6, zinc, magnesium. You know, sometimes you may need to do a cleanse. Sometimes there's nothing wrong. We be going to doctors once a month, every other week. You're not sick. They're going to give you some medication. And then you got to go back again because you said, doctor, this medicine, ain't, you know, it's not working. And then, you know, now this is happening and that's happening. So we also need, you know, vitamins and minerals in our body for our hair, for our nails. We need zinc. We need vitamin B, vitamin A. You know, you ever had a... You've heard of this burning or a sore tongue. You need vitamin B. Cracked lips in the corners. You need vitamin B. So most of the time, it's about vitamin deficiency. We are not sick. White coats on your tongue. You may have intestinal putrefaction. In other words, you need your body cleaning out. You know, I remember when I was growing up, they clean, especially as children, twice a year. You're going to get that, whatever that was, they mixed all up together, the grandparents, the parents, they mixed up stuff, and they gave us a lot of stuff. So now the lines are open for questions. Not that I can answer them, but somebody else may be able to answer somebody else's question. So anybody have any questions, comments? So state your name, ask a question, or give a comment or whatever. Wow. Are y'all asleep? Am I still on the radio? Hello?
Sister G, this is Sister Lanny. Name the vitamins again for your eyes.
All right, for the eyes. Hold on, I'm going to look it up again. Eye deficiency symptoms. It's vitamin A, vitamin B2, vitamin B6. And also, I can text this to you all. I'll text it to you. So you text me and say, listen, send me the deficiency symptoms sheet, and I'll text it to you. It's got vitamin B2, C, E, but almost all of these are vitamin A and vitamin E for the eyes. So text me, and I'll text it to you.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Anybody else? Questions? Comments? Hello, somebody, anybody, everybody.
The only comment I, this is Ms. Coleman. The only comment I have is that, I think I probably can speak for everybody. It's a blessing to us to have someone to introduce these deficiencies because a lot of us are not aware of that. So I just thank God for you.
Amen, amen. So we all got to jump in and start searching. You know, a lot of times I said, oh, my God, you know what? I said, Lord, this is really bothering me. My foot is hurting. I don't know why. I'll Google foot pain. And I said, what I Google is some natural product for foot pain. Because I could go to the doctor, but every time I go, they give me something and it make me sick. Yeah, I get sick, sicker than what I was when I went there. I had something for my tooth. This was a few years ago. I took something for my tooth. And in a couple of days, I couldn't eat. My stomach wouldn't, you know, it just wouldn't take no more food. So I called the pharmacist and I said, what are the side effects of this medication? And he said, it causes that gastrointestinal problem. I said, what? I said, okay, thank you. So he said, cut back. I cut back. I forced it in the toilet. And I started looking for natural stuff that's going to help me. Because all that stuff, I'm like, oh, no. I don't want to be worse than what I was. I want to improve in my health. So any more questions, comments? It's going to be prayer time in a minute. Prayer time.
Mary Coleman, I just want to say that I wholeheartedly agree with you in terms of going back and forth to the doctor, because they just give you medications to keep you coming back. And they, and a lot of times if you are not, say like you are not savvy that you look up and see what the side effects are, or some, I mean, some of our people, they act like they're even scared to ask the doctor anything. So it's just good to make people aware that every medication that they give you, there are some side effects from it. And like you said, you end up being worse off than you were sometimes before you even went to the doctor because of the side effects of it. I have a friend now that had a lot of chemotherapy done, and now she has leukemia. So that's one of the side effects of the cancer.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Say that again.
No, I said I have a friend that had cancer, and they gave her a lot of chemotherapy, and because of the side effects of chemotherapy, now she has leukemia, and they're telling her she only have 2 months to live.
Oh my God. Well,
yeah.
God said different. God said he's already sent healing. We just have to receive it. And he says, whose report will we believe? If we buy into what the doctors say, I got this. If we buy into it, we will have that, because they'll give you medication to make sure you have it. Now, I'm not saying don't make your visit. I'm just saying be wise. I remember a few years ago I met this young woman. She was a doctor, and she said that she was not going to be a doctor anymore, because she didn't like their method. She said they only let her talk to a patient for 15 minutes, and then she had to move on. She said that's not enough time to find out what they're doing, you know, what's wrong with the patient. And so she said she was going to go into another field of study because, you know, she said that's not enough time. You go in there now in the doctor's office, they got a computer. They ain't even looking in your face. They looking at their computer and typing in all this stuff. You go like, well, I'm over here, doctor. So, you know, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, because there are many doctors that are really, really searched to get you better. Not all doctors are like that, but, you know, many doctors are trying to search to get you healed. All right. Well, it is prayer time today.
I would like to say something if I could. This is stuff.
All right, Sister Irma. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I would like to say my last visit to my doctor, my heart doctor, my blood pressure was, they said my heart was good and everything, but my blood pressure was 199 over 99. And he looked at me and told me that, that's in a way that's normal for me. And I looked at him so funny, you know, with my mouth open. And I said to myself, this medicine they're giving me, because my primary doctor, he gave me, you know, high blood pressure medicine. I take that. I was taking that. But I realized when my grandson told me, he said, Grandmother, he said, we're going to slow down on that medicine. We're not going to stop it, but you're not going to take it every day, but we're going to start something else. He got the garlic with the celery and with the parsley, and he got some other, you know, some other, you know, healthy things. And my blood pressure went down to 123 over 60-something. So, you know, that was a great change in my blood pressure. And, I'm not completely stopping the pills until I go back to my primary doctor and let him check. But I'm not taking them like I was. I take it every once in a while. I don't take it because those pills that give you extra stuff, you go for, you're taking it for one thing and you want, you know, you have something else. Add to it. Just like the blood clot. And I'm, you know, I was taking E vitamins. But I haven't, you know, been taking them for a while, but I will start back again taking them because I take those for blood clots, your arteries, you know, they're thickening like you spoke about. I'm going to start taking that, you know, back and off of that until, because I believe the Lord is going to heal us through natural things instead of taking all that because it's adding more to the body, to our, you know, to our body. It's adding more sickness. Instead of curing, it's adding more to my body. You know, it's adding more. More pain, more different things. So I just thank God for this opportunity of coming to this mind and listening to the different things that's going on. I thank God for you and for each and every one that's on the line as well.
Well, I thank God for you. And, you know, doctors cannot cure. God is the one that cures. The doctors give medication for symptoms. They treat symptoms. They don't get to the root cause. Sometimes the root cause doesn't necessarily mean it is a physical thing. Sometimes an emotional thing. Sometimes things happen to us in life that will cause physical symptoms to show up. If you're going through something in your, you know, in your body, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're sick. It could be some emotional trauma you went through. So the doctors cannot heal. God heals. The doctors give you like a Band-Aid, and they don't treat the symptoms. If you say, "Doctor, my toe hurt," he's going to give you something for pain. But he's not trying to get to the root cause. What's causing your toe to ache? What's causing your toe to hurt? You say, okay, but doctor, my heart is beating fast. What's causing it? Not just give you medication for it, but what? Get to the root cause of causes. It could be pain in your back causing your, you know, your blood pressure to go up. So it don't mean you got blood pressure. Now, I remember I think I said this before. One time I was, I don't know what I was doing, sitting down doing, I don't know what I was doing. But the Lord said to me, God himself, he said, listen, I'll say the Holy Spirit. You know, there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He said, your blood pressure's up. I said, it is? I don't have high blood pressure. I didn't even know it was up until the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit said, your blood pressure's up. And I didn't even, you know, I went to Walmart, got it checked. It was up. I said, oh, my God, thank you for alerting me, Lord. See, if you could get close enough to God, he could tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
So I talked to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist said, yeah, but it may be just, you know, got overheated or what have you, but if it continues, come back or go see your doctor. So what I did, I left Walmart, I went to the health food store, and I found this product called Kyolic for high blood pressure. Kyolic, it is aged garlic. I took it a few days, went back to Walmart, got my blood pressure checked. It was gone. I went back again, got my blood pressure checked. It's still down. So there's also something like what you were saying, Sister Irma, called garlic infusion. If you eat enough garlic, I'm talking about raw garlic. Now, it's going to burn your tongue. But do you know God made natural products, natural foods for our healing? I'm talking about food like Daniel and his friends ate for our healing. Carrots have vitamin A. They used to say, baby, eat your carrots, gonna make your eyes pretty. Vitamin A. Celery has certain, you know, We don't have to eat all that salt, although our bodies require salt, but celery is full of salt. Celery has a lot of salt in it. You can cook your food with celery or cut up raw celery. Garlic infusion, I'll look it up, and if you all let me know, text it to me. I will send it to you. It's something called garlic infusion to keep your blood pressure down. There are a lot of natural things we can do. We don't need to keep running to the doctor to get poisonous medicine. If you know, you said, listen, doctor, I know you're writing your prescription, but what are the side effects? Can you give me something that's got less side effects or no side effects? When I was growing up, medication they gave us had no side effects. We're going to move on to prayer time. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. We're going to pray. We usually call them babies, but we're going to call them toddlers now. They're growing up. Toddler Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin. I'm going to ask Sister Lanny, can you pray for our toddlers?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gift of children. We thank you that you purpose them to bring glory to you in the earth, that they will be used as examples of your grace and your mercy as we see the birth of a child. And when the child comes and issues come, it concerns us. And since you gave us the children, we come back to you. You are the originator. You are the orchestrator of who they are and how they are. God, we come in the name of Jesus and lift it up all of our children. As Sister G said, now they are toddlers. That means that you've already shown grace and mercy that they move from the baby stage to this stage. God, we desire that they grow up like you. We want them to have a life and have it more abundantly. So we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, for the grace of all your mercies upon them. Hallelujah. That they will be strengthened and their parents will understand what they need to keep them healthy, buy the right food, serve them the right food, train them to how to eat the right food, and then to be busy about building their minds, their spirit, and their soul, and their bodies. We pray, Father, for a balance. We know, Father, just wait is your delight, that they will have knowledge of who they are and what's in them and what it should be coming out of them, the fruit of their lives. Hallelujah, what they were made for in the earth to give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for all of the blessings that you've already bestowed, every one of them. But, Father, there is never a time when we don't need you to continue to be Lord over us. Lord, over our children, Lord, over the parents, give them great wisdom and give the children a disposition of hope and happiness. Let them sense their safe being you. Let parents do and make wise decisions that will continue to keep them healthy spiritually, emotionally, as well as physically. We thank you that you are the healer. Thank you that doctors treat, but you're the healer. So we thank you, Father, that you're healing them, and every day they get better and better, and they will grow to be great ambassadors for you. We give you glory and praise, Father, that we bind every infirmity that has assaulted the children, even their parents, cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. Deliverance be upon them and wholeness be upon them in your name. We so bless you, God. All the things that the enemy tried to put upon them, it falls to the ground and die in Jesus' name. You are the power and you are the glory that is forever. It's in the name of Jesus we thank and pray you now. We pray unto you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Mary Coleman, we have a young woman on here. We have two of them. Micheline, we prayed for her little toddler, but we also want to pray for all the children represented on here, Sister Julia's great-grandsons, and Tigany is on here. She has three children. She has two sons and a daughter, Micheline has two children, of course, toddler Chloe and Zoe, her daughter, about six or seven years old. I want to pray for her. So, Sister Mary Coleman, if you could say a prayer for that. And then we're going to pray for the senior citizens next. Micheline, if you're available, you can unmute your phone and pray for the seniors after Sister Mary Coleman gets here. Thank you. Sister Mary Coleman, are you on? She's still on here. Her phone may be on mute.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what happened. I forgot to take it off of mute. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, exalting, magnifying, glorifying, blessing, and praising your holy name because you're truly worthy to be praised. Father, I lift these ones, these children of yours up before you today, Lord. Asking blessings upon their lives, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You said that ask and it shall be given. So, Heavenly Father, we're asking you to bless them, to continue to watch over them daily as they go to and fro and watch over their parents as well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we're asking you to bless them with good health and bless that we able to, Heavenly Father, to be there for them, be models for them and supports for them, and in whatever way that we can, and let them know that the Lord loves them, and he will be with them until the end. In Jesus' name, we send these prayers up. Again, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, Lord, in your sight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Coleman. Okay, mm-hmm. Micheline, can you pray for the senior citizens? I know you're probably at work, but if you can't, I understand. All right. Sometimes she has toddler Chloe back there making a lot of noise. So you can't pray, but I'll pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your children. You know the aged men and women of God. You said in your word that you were satisfied with long life, long healthy life. Long life
Amen.
Includes long healthy life. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are giving us long, healthy life. We appreciate the life. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you for Glory Dean, Rose, Ella, Mother Liddell, Mother Sneed, Pastor June Pauls, Christina Campbell, all of us on the line that are seniors and our families, that are family members that are seniors. I lift up my Aunt Imp, who was rushed to the hospital today. And I thank you, Lord God, for being with us. You always with us. And so I thank you for touching our minds, our brain stem, all parts of our brain, our ears, our eyes, our nose, our throat, our bones, our bone marrow, our blood, every part of our body, tissues, our skin, our lungs, our heart, our kidneys, our gallbladder, our spleen, liver, every part of our body, inside out. I thank you that we call forth health and healing to every part of our body, Lord. We're so grateful, Lord. And Lord, forgive us for complaining because it's always somebody who's going through something worse than what we even think about. Remove selfishness from us, oh God. Concentrating just on ourselves and our family. But Lord, help our prayers to reach out to the world, praying for salvation for every senior citizen and their family. Lord, there are many seniors that have never given their lives to you. There are many people who've never given their lives to you. So we're praying for salvation today, for healing, for deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. We agree with your plan for our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for healing coming forth. Healing, healing, spiritual healing, physical, mental, emotional healing coming forth. And, Lord, we just thank you that you are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. We appreciate you, Lord God. And, Lord, many doctors are not well. So we ask you to heal the doctors, the physicians, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, visit the nursing homes where senior citizens are. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Heal the senior citizens that are at home, still able to take care of themselves. And we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for everything you're doing for all of us. We appreciate you. Bless our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, even those to be born. And Father, oh, it makes me very angry when people talk about aborting a baby. Oh, my God, I get so upset because you put the baby in the mother's womb for a reason. You intend for it to live. And, Lord, we rebuke that lie that says it's not a fetus. In the name of Jesus, everything the enemy means for the attack of our unborn, we cover the unborn with the blood of Jesus. We say they shall live and not die. And, Lord, those that are making rules and laws and saying they can abort them, oh, deal with them, Lord God. Deal with them. Deal with their hearts. Deal with them. Remove evil from them. You said, do not murder. And so many people are murdered. They have clinics that are set up to murder the unborn so that the generations cannot continue. So, Father, help the young women and the young men not to abort a baby anymore, but they shall live because you sent them here. If they had aborted us, we wouldn't be living today. But because of your almighty hand, your high right hand, we are yet alive. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Hey, anybody else have a quick something that you want us to pray about? All right. Well, Father, I thank you for Sister Mary Coleman, Sister Irma, Sister Lanny, Sister Gail, my friend Sonny that came on, Micheline. I thank you for Antigone. I thank you for all of our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual healing that we need coming forth, the spiritual guidance that we need, oh God. I praise you and honor you. I bless you today, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of all of us. We repent. Father God, you said at one time you went to ignorance, but now you're calling us to repent. So, Father, all the ignorance that we have about you and what you expect and what you want, forgive us, oh God. Give us knowledge, wisdom, understanding of your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, help us not to do belly fillers, but to do nutritional meals, to get up and not be lazy anymore, but to think about what we're going to get from the grocery store so we can eat healthy. Think about what we're going to take and throw away that's no good for us, oh God. So we appreciate you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to apply the word that we learn every time we hear the word. We appreciate you, Lord. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. I love y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
Amen. God bless you. We love you too, Sister G.
Thank you. Don't forget, next Tuesday, pray for the children every Tuesday. We need more prayer warriors to pray for the children on Tuesday. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.